Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You're promoting Saddam Hussein. That's not a climate you want to go back for. The people of Iraq do not want to go back there.
I'm not suggesting we go back there. But what I'm your claim that
if
the
Saddam got some cheap gas, he can come back.
There's Chris Rock, Asa Hutchinson on Bill Maher's program talking about our number six item on the countdown this week, the price of gasoline. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who joins me in this hour. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Looking at the top 10 hits in talk radio.
And they are as follows. At number 9, Congress approves a big energy bill.
Energy, like a freight train moving on a heatwave.
Number 9, Congress, the House and the Senate have approved that big energy bill. Supporters say the measure will revive America's nuclear power industry. These talk radio callers are not quite so sure.
Nuclear power, if you check the stats, you will find no nuclear power plant has ever been built for what it was projected.
Well, I happen to be a farmer's wife. I would not want my money and my dollars to go to an Arab state if I could keep it here in America.
Has anyone out there ever heard of a steam engine? You can run it on powderized garbage.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
800-510-8255. Okay, at number 8, the heat wave, which we have been suffering with. Man, oh man, what stories. Of course, the heat wave across our country has talk radio listeners discussing that favorite talk radio topic, global warming.
The premise of global warming is that mankind is driving the temperature above normal. How about we look back at the dinosaurs where the whole earth was a jungle for hundreds of millions of years?
Talk radio goes to coast.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 7.
And finally, the last thing I'll say for the people that don't believe in cycling, the cynics and the skeptics, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry you can't dream big, and I'm sorry you don't believe in miracles.
That was Lance Armstrong in a rare moment of maybe feeling sorry for himself. It was a joyous event, though. He won his 7th consecutive Tour de France. That's one of the big things in sports talk radio this week.
Ooh-wee, baby, let me pop your gas.
Number 5, all of the talk, all of the worry, all of the concern about gas prices. What happened to what we were going to do to ease our dependence on Middle Eastern oil? Anita calls us from Minnesota. Yes, ma'am.
There's a product that grows to maturity in 6 months, produces oil, protein, paper, cloth, and until the 30s, we grew it here ourselves in the United States.
I want to welcome our newest countdown station, News Talk 550 WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Nice to have you on board.
The Talk Radio.